Sources of Spiritual Courage, Part 2. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, Episode 64. And today we're having a second go at looking at the sources of courage that Jesus had. Where does his spiritual courage come from? Last week we talked about the courage that came from knowing that you have God's approval. From Luke chapter 3, Jesus, where he's baptized, hears that voice of God. And this is what gives him the courage to be as bold as he is in the synagogue at Nazareth when he goes to his hometown, reads from Isaiah, and then says some things that they like, and then says some things they don't like. I won't go into those now. They're on the previous episode, and you can go to those if you like, and you can look at the sermons I preached on this passage. They're also on my YouTube channel and elsewhere. So we have this courage of Jesus. Courage that is extraordinary. Where does it come from? Firstly, it comes from God's approval. But secondly, today, let's look at something else from Luke chapter 4. I believe the second source of his courage, and it can be ours as well, is allowing God to refine us. God's refinement gives us courage. How does this work? Well, let's have a look here in Luke chapter 4, first of all. In Luke 4, it says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. I'm sure he certainly was. So what are we dealing with here? It seems that Jesus is cooperating with the Holy Spirit for God to prepare him. And this gives him courage for the future. He goes into the wilderness just like John the Baptist had done. John the Baptist goes into the wilderness to hear the voice of God, whilst Jesus goes into the wilderness to hear the voice of the devil, effectively. And yet he handles it well, despite the fact that he is in the worst of conditions in the wilderness and is in a weakened state. Perhaps you yourself have been through a time of refining, a tough time. Perhaps you're going through it now. Do you see it as God's hand helping you to have more courage, to have more bravery, to have more confidence? Now, I like what N.T. Wright says about this passage. I'd like to read for you from his book, Luke for Everyone, on Luke chapter 4 here. He says this: the Christian discipline of fighting temptation is not about self-hatred or rejecting parts of our God-given humanity. It is about celebrating God's gift of full humanity and, like someone learning a musical instrument, discovering how to tune it and play it to its best possibility. Its best possibility. Now, I have a piano behind me here, you'll see, and I learned the piano when I was young. I'm still learning it. And if I'm going to produce something beautiful, I need to practice. I need to be refined. And so practice and refinement is not about just having a tough time and gritting your teeth and getting through it, but actually something beautiful comes out the other side. Jesus was allowing himself to be refined by God so that something more wonderful could come out the other side. And that refinement gave him confidence. Much as when I practice, I play better and I play with more confidence. I play with more bravery. I try more things that are a bit more difficult when I'm playing the piano. If I've been practicing, if I've been refining and allowing myself to be refined, I can create something better, more beautiful, more rounded, more of what the piano can do and what I could do using that piano. In your life and mine, God is able to do more through us and because we become more of who we are and who we're intended to be if we cooperate with the Holy Spirit refining us. How do you feel about being refined? At least part of the more positive way to look at being refined, even though it can be challenging and painful, is to know that by the end of it, we will be bolder, we will be braver, we will be more courageous, we will be more confident in our relationship with God and in being useful citizens of the kingdom, to bring about the kingdom life in ourselves and those around us. It's a critical thing. We really need it. We need God's approval, that first source of bravery, but we also need God's refining. Have you seen God doing some refining in your life at the moment? Have you seen its benefit, perhaps in the past? I'd like to know what your experience has been with this, so please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this, please pass the link on. And if you haven't already done so, please hit that like button and the subscribe button. Leave a review if you could. That would be wonderful. And I do hope that until the next time, Perhaps between now and the next time you'll have had some more refining and you could talk about it and tell of it and the joy that it can bring. But until the next time, I hope you have wonderful quiet times this coming week. Take care and God bless.